Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1901. Let go. How to get rid of anxiety caused by health and fitness, and why it will help achieve better results, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs and always provide my commentary at the end. Don't forget, we have a bunch of shows covering different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app to find them. Now, today's article is actually the perfect addition to what we were talking about 2 days ago on episode 1899. I ended that show by talking about how setting just one goal can lead to lifelong habit change. Today's author, Nia, seems to agree. So listen on as we get right to it and start optimizing your life. Let go. How to get rid of anxiety caused by health and fitness, and why it will help achieve better results, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. I would feel great. Things would be going well. But then I would start overthinking and overanalyzing everything, and the stress and anxiety would return. The stress would swell up within me, and it felt as if a violent tornado swept across my brain, damaging, destroying, and uprooting everything in its path. Once it's gone and the dust settles, everything is in shambles, and the only thing left is unidentifiable catastrophic damage. Rebuilding will be a long, arduous task. Let's rewind and start back from the beginning. When I began breaking free from my binge eating and other obsessive eating habits, I knew I had to just let go. I had to stop obsessing over every tiny detail when it came to what I ate, when I ate, and even how I approached my workouts. Letting go. It was so much easier said than done, but I was at a point where there was nothing else to do. This was my final resort. The stress from obsessing over nutrition and following the perfect workout routine was taking its toll. I wasn't happy. I wasn't doing these things because I loved my body, the complete opposite, in fact, and I wasn't making progress with my physical appearance, like trying to lose the excess fat I accumulated from binge eating. In fact, I believe that the unnecessary stress we cause ourselves from obsessing over the minuscule details of our nutrition and fitness regimens is worse than relaxing and taking a more moderate approach. Unfortunately, I don't have any research studies to back this up, but based on personal experience and from working with clients, I believe this to be true. We're well aware of the negative effects from too much stress. And let's face it, stress is inevitable and can come in many forms. So why add more stress with crazy diets or overly exhausting workout routines when you can get great, if not even better, results from something significantly less stressful? It's time to let go. Why you need to let go. If your nutrition or diet or workout routine is causing you too much stress, or if you waste too much time just thinking about those things, you need to let go. You need to purge your life from unnecessary stress and frustration. And you need to simplify, regain your sanity, and get on a sustainable and fun, yes, a health and fitness routine can and should be fun, path to achieving your goals. Remember, your health and fitness regimens should enhance your life, not dominate it. How to let go. As I mentioned, letting go is easier said than done. Remember, we don't develop these obsessive habits overnight, so it's unrealistic to expect to break free from them overnight. Here are some ideas I've used to let go, and they may work for you too. Look at the big picture. Years ago, at the peak of my disordered eating habits, I wouldn't allow myself to eat a childhood favorite sandwich, a good old PB&J. After all, there were carbs and gluten. Peanuts aren't really nuts, they're legumes, and their healthiness is highly debated, and jelly is loaded with sugar. Just the thought of making a simple PB&J would give me anxiety, and if I did give in to the sweet temptation of this childhood classic, I'd feel guilty the whole time I ate it, and even for hours afterward. Gluten and carbs and peanuts, goodness. But once I began the slow process of letting go, I'd think about a peanut butter and jelly sandwich once again and ask myself, what is the absolute worst thing that could happen if I eat and enjoy a PB&J? In the interest of full disclosure, I generally use whole wheat bread or bread from a local baker, natural peanut butter, and all natural jelly. And I'd think about it for a moment and couldn't come up with anything other than, it may not be super healthy, and maybe it will cause me to gain fat. That's all I could come up with. And even that was a stretch. After all, eating a sandwich won't make me instantly gain fat. And then I realized how incredibly silly I was being. I was causing myself anxiety for absolutely no reason. So I let go. I stopped stressing unnecessarily over something so insignificant. I told myself that if I really wanted a PB&J, that I would eat one, absolutely guilt-free. And do you know what happened when I did this? I thoroughly enjoyed my dang sandwich. I didn't gain fat. I didn't experience anything negative from the carb, gluten, sugar, peanut combination. The only thing that happened was this. A weight was lifted off my shoulders. I was free from the ridiculous obsessive habits that had formed an ever-tightening noose around my neck as a result of following other diets and crazy nutrition rules. I could breathe again. And the more I let go of other minuscule details with my nutrition and workouts, the better I felt. The more I actually enjoyed my food and training sessions. So now it's your turn. What can you let go of? What do you overanalyze and what causes you unnecessary stress? To help the letting go process, you can do what I did. Ask yourself, what is the absolute worst thing that can happen? You'll likely realize this worst case scenario is in fact not really that bad. It may be very unlikely to even occur. Letting go begins with focusing on one small thing at a time. That's it. Just one thing. Too often, when we set our sights on a particular goal, we try to do too many things at once. For example, lose body fat. When determined to slim down, most people focus on too much, like changing their diet, including certain foods while eliminating others, strength training several days per week, doing cardio on off days, and all sorts of other things. You can easily see how this creates anxiety. That's why the solution is to focus on one thing. And one thing only for a period of time. For example, if your goal is to lose body fat, focus on one thing for 30 days or so and nothing else. You could choose one of the following. Eat more protein. Research has shown that eating around 0.6 to 0.7 grams of protein per pound of body weight can aid with fat loss. Every day, try and hit this target. Or make it a priority to do something physical every day. For example, you can set up your schedule to strength train 3 days per week and go for a walk on non-lifting days. If your goal is fat loss, choose just one of the previously mentioned to focus on exclusively for 30 days. Don't worry about anything else. Just do that one thing consistently without fail. Does this just focus on one thing for 30 days sound too simple or even stupid to be effective? I understand why you might think that. But if you need to just let go in order to rid your life of unnecessary stress, then you need to put this to the test and see for yourself. The bare essentials are oftentimes the most effective thing you can do. You have nothing to lose except unnecessary anxiety. Now, if you'll excuse me, I suddenly have a craving for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You just listened to the post titled, Let Go, How to Get Rid of Anxiety Caused by Health and Fitness. And Why It Will Help Achieve Better Results by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. You remember how during the intro I promised that Nia would mention how important setting just one goal would be? Something else that Nia mentioned was really important too. Nia gave us the example of setting a goal like lose body fat. If we really think about this goal, it's not a good one. Well, let me rephrase that. Losing body fat is a perfectly reasonable goal. The problem is this goal doesn't really tell us what we need to do in order to lose body fat. In other words, what do we need to do behaviorally to lose body fat? Technically, there are a lot of things we could do, but as Nia said, it would be better to be specific and focus on just one thing, especially if you're just starting out or feeling overwhelmed by the process. Not only that, but the goals Nia gave us were very specific, which is important. Like, eat 0.6 to 0.7 grams of protein per pound of body weight every day. That's pretty darn specific. And that's exactly what we want. Then there's very little question about whether or not we met that goal that day. That's why this approach is so powerful. All right, I hope you're having a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show and where your optimal life awaits.